Last Sunday, a man entered a church in a tiny town in southern Texas and opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle, killing or wounding almost everyone inside. As you might imagine, the national conversation almost immediately went to the issue of guns, which is one of this country's most divisive issues. Many pointed to the mass shooting as the latest evidence that there needs to be more gun control, but others say the laws need to be looser so that, quote unquote, good citizens can protect against the bad ones. NPR's Leila Fadel visited a gun store and sent this report.
At Ranger Firearms in San Antonio, Texas, the owner's Dalmatian, Tonto, lounges at the front door of the store.
So, I saw a lot of snake-proof boots.
Oh.
And this is our tester.
Oh, wow.
That's Roscoe.
Edward Deweese III shows me around. He's pointing at Roscoe, the pet snake. Above the snake's terrarium is a wall of AR-15 rifles.
You know, 20 years ago, people bought ARs to shoot. Now, people buy ARs for hunting.
Deweese is proud of the atmosphere he's created here, a place that is friendly and knowledgeable about guns.
If it's a rightful gun owner that's a law-abiding citizen, they should have the ability and the right to own a gun and protect themselves and their family.
I ask how sales have been since the shooting in Sutherland Springs, less than an hour's drive away.
Huge spike.
A 20% spike in the sale of pistols. Texas is an open carry state, and there's a thriving gun culture here. Just down the road this weekend is a gun show. Deweese always has his weapon with him.
You don't want to be caught in crossfire. There's a lot of really good people out there. And there's a bunch of crazy people out there. You never know when that person's going to be turning crazy, you know?
And after Sutherland Springs, people here are citing the other man with a semi-automatic weapon as proof that more people should carry guns. After the shooter exited the church, Stephen Williford shot him twice last Sunday.
We should loosen the gun laws for people that are allowed to have guns and people that are model citizens, like myself. I think I ought to be able to walk into any gun shop and buy whatever I want, whenever I want.
Though something, Deweese says, should be done to make the screening process more streamlined. It could help stop putting guns into the wrong hands. He compares it to people who go from doctor to doctor to get more prescriptions than they really should. Deweese says gun ownership is a right, but guns need to be in the hands of responsible people.
We have the ability to not sell you a gun. We feel that you're intoxicated or on any type of medication that is making you a threat to the society.
This shooter shouldn't have been able to pass a background check, but his assault record from his time in the military wasn't entered into the federal system.
At some point, there has to be some changes, and it may affect my business. And if it does, and it helps our city or our state or the United States as a whole, then let's jump on it. Let's do it.
Gun control advocates, though, point to one mass shooting in the United States after another. The common denominator, they say, are the guns. Leila Fadel, NPR News, San Antonio.